This is a Friday Forward Talk today. It's a new economic impact study by Boston Consulting Group that explores the company's commitment to and impact in Northeast Ohio. To help us look at some of the findings is Mike Felix, Director of Manufacturing, North American Engine Division. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great and appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sort of the impact. What are some of the key findings from this recent study?
Well, the the F-Series truck has been the best-selling truck in America for 43 years, and the study was done to really look at what the impact is on our country, and for this call specifically in Northeast Ohio, since we have a large F-Series footprint right here in Northeast Ohio. But a couple key points that I wanted to point out to the listeners is. Some that I didn't know myself, actually, is that Ford is one of the most valuable consumer goods in America, the Ford F-Series. It's second only to the Apple iPhone, which I didn't know. Another real key factor that came out was for every direct Ford employee we have building the F-Series, it supports 14 additional American jobs. So a total of 500,000 jobs across our country are attributed to the F-Series. The other key point is the GDP contribution of not only Ford but the F-Series. We contribute as a company $100 billion to the U.S. GDP. Nearly half of that, $49 billion, is attributed to the F-Series. So we're quite proud of the legacy we have with the vehicle. We are getting ready to launch our new 2021 F-150, which will be in dealers later this year. Coming into Northeast Ohio, one thing we're quite thankful of and proud of is the F-150 truck has been the best-selling vehicle in Ohio for 39 years running, and we hope we can continue with that trend. In Ohio, we have over 7,000 direct employees. And through our dealership and supplier networks, that sustains 78,000 jobs across the state of Ohio. The other key factor, I talked about the GDP across the country, but Ford contributes $7.5 billion to the Ohio GDP and $1.4 billion to the GDP of Northeast Ohio, the Cleveland region. We have 3,500 direct employees in the Northeast Ohio region, and there's over 31,000 jobs in the region that are attributed to Ford. So we're quite happy to be working in the region. We're very proud of our manufacturing facilities, both in Cleveland and Avon Lake. Cleveland builds the 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine, which powers over 30% of our F-150 trucks, and then about 40% of the vehicles produced at Avon Lake plant is the bigger medium-duty trucks, the F-650, 600, 750, and we also make the Super Duty F-250 and 350 at that plant as well.
Mike, we see the F-trucks rolling off the assembly line, drivers taking them to different places, either on a test drive or to park. Can we talk a little bit more about the Ohio Assembly Plant and what it means to Ford and the local economy?
I don't have the contributions broke out by plants, but I know we have about 2,000 employees at the Avon Lake facility. We just recently launched the F-600 commercial vehicle, which you've probably seen amongst the vehicles rolling out of the plant. And we did announce with our contract last year with our UAW partners that we are going to continue to invest in the Avon Lake facility as well as the Cleveland engine plant facility.
Have you had to make any adjustments in different plants because of COVID-19?
Really good point. We have made a number of adjustments. Not in how we produce our vehicles, but just in the safety protocols of how folks come into work, how their workstations are set up, and the PPE that folks wear. We also knew that that we may have a problem with attendance when we come back to work because of people required to care for family members that were impacted by the COVID pandemic. So we did bring in some additional temporary employees, but our safety protocols are working and our employees are very supportive. The UAW partners have been also extremely supportive of ensuring that we keep all our employees safe day in and day out. And we haven't missed a beat in any of our plants with any issues related to absenteeism or managing through the COVID pandemic. So we're quite proud of that.
Talking this morning with Mike Felix, Director of Manufacturing North America Engine Division, about a Boston Consulting Group study. It talks about the economic impact as well for Ford and the F series. Why do you think it sustained its success for 40 some years now? What kind of was that turning point in the early 80s that it's kind of hit something that clicked with a lot of Americans and even people worldwide?
Well, I think one of our key strengths is we really listen to our customer and we value the customer input, and our truck customers are constantly providing input of what they need in their trucks. And you'll see that in the 2021 F-150 that we're just launching. There's a tremendous amount of new features and attributes that our consumers are looking for. And I think that's been a key for us to sustain the leadership. I mean, if the consumers weren't happy with the product, we wouldn't be able to maintain the record we have. So that for us is the key, is to really provide the vehicles and listen that the customers want and listen to what their needs are.
Does the survey tell us that the most popular color is white? Because I'll tell you, I look to my left and look to my right, and if it's that's what I see there. I don't know what it is about that, but that's,
Yeah, it's I don't think the survey goes into the popular colors, but we certainly have a wide range of colors that our customers can choose from.
Yeah, the survey does tell us, though, the F-Series generates more revenue than the major sports leagues in the U.S. combined. That is amazing, and obviously it's kind of on a different level, but people use their truck for entertainment purposes as well and for work, so there's a lot of uses for it. And
That was another pride point that I didn't realize as well. And being a sports fan, it was kind of interesting to see that point.
Yep. And it's interesting. If people want to find out more about that, or what's new with Ford, and of course the way this season is going with auto shows not being what they are, people maybe haven't been looking out for vehicles. Whereas, I guess they could just check things out at Ford to see what's happening with them.
Yeah, they can certainly go to our Ford website, and certainly we'll be advertising some of the findings from this study as well.
Sounds good. Mike, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the good news with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.